your number one internet radio station. Play more music. We are your number one favorite station.
Hello, everybody. That was... I don't even know the name of that song, but you're on SCC Radio, so I wasn't paying attention. How are you doing, Lucas?
I'm good. How are you, Declan?
Good. So we got Lucas filling in for Gabe today because he's away, but that is fine. I'm sure we'll have a great show anyway.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yep. But anyway... yeah.
Anyway, our next song is Ghost by Justin Bieber here on The Morning Show with Declan and Lucas. That one was Ghost by Justin Bieber here on The Morning Show with Lucas and Declan.
Yep, alright, what are we talking about now, Lucas?
Does Christmas music suck?
Yes.
Why?
Because, it depends what time.
Yeah.
Alright, it sucks when you're playing it at Christmas or towards the end of Christmas.
Yeah.
Because then you know Christmas is over and you're going to be sad.
You're like, I want Christmas again.
But Christmas music is good in November, because this is an unpopular opinion. Christmas music should be start playing in November, right? Because then you get hyped for Christmas. Christmas music is supposed to get you hyped. When it's already Christmas, you have to get hyped, and then you're not as hyped when it's Christmas, okay? You need to start getting hyped before Christmas.
That is very confusing, but I still get it.
Yeah.
I still get it.
It's like that song, you better be like naughty or nice or whatever. Yeah. It's saying you need to be nice up until Christmas. When it's already Christmas, there's no point in being nice.
I mean,
bad message.
For me, it all depends on what Christmas music it is. So like if it's the old classic boring ones, then yes.
Silent Night.
Yeah. But if it's like really fun Christmassy song, then yes.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Grandma got an over by a reindeer.
Exactly, that one.
Yeah.
I like that one. That I really like that one.
It's such a great song.
There always are great songs.
Yeah.
Oh, there always are.
There's two types of Christmas music, right? You got your ones about Santa Claus, and then you got your ones about Jesus. And all we ever play in classroom, your teacher was like, oh, we're going to turn on some music. They only ever play the Christian one. All right, why can't we have a bit of Santa? I'm not saying we don't have to play the Catholic one.
Yeah.
You have a point. Santa got stuck down the chimney or something.
Yeah.
I just sung that to the same tune as Grandma.
Oh, God.
Yep, we're only going down here from Hill.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, next up, we have Somebody Told Me by The Killers.
Somebody Told Me by The Killers here on The Morning Show with Lucas and Declan.
Yes. Okay, what are we talking about now? I'm excited.
What is your worst injury?
Worst injury?
Yes, worst injury.
That is a tough one.
Okay.
Would you like to go first?
Yes, I'll go first. So on Saturday, me and my dad like to go biking at the Christchurch Adventure Park. And my bike's too small for me now, so I rode my dad's. And then it's a 29er and size is medium. My bike is a 27.5-inch. On a size small, so it was a big upset. But then I forgot how long the wheelbase was, so I went over the bars. But then the thing is, my handlebars are wider, so they caught into the bank. My right hand went straight into the bank, and my right finger felt like it was broken because I had it on the lever, and the lever's metal, so it punches it straight into the middle.
Oh no!
So now I have a massive bruise there, just under my nail,
there
all down the side, and right down there.
So now
it really hurts there, but I can move it. So it felt like it was broken. So that was one of my top five worst injuries.
That can't be fun.
No.
All right. Would you like to hear mine now?
Yeah, go on.
So I want to say this is one of my worst injuries, but certainly, I don't know, it's one of my worst, but it's also one of my most memorable.
Mm-hmm.
So in kindergarten, right? We had this kindergarten. We had these massive brown boxes and had ladders, and there was like almost like a two-story house or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And you could, people like... the older kids, because I was like a 3-year-old and there was 4-year-olds. The 4-year-olds used to jump between them. And I'm like, yeah, nah, I can do that. Because there was a height difference there. I don't know why. But there was. Mm. Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I can do that. And so I was really big into superheroes. So I put on like on a Spider-Man t-shirt or something. And I jumped. And I hit the side of the box like something.
Oh, God.
And I completely just, I hit it. And then I kind of just, like, fell backwards. And I sprained my ankle, I think it was. And then this is according to my parents when they came to pick me up. I said to them, I should have worn my Superman shirt because Superman could fly, which I thought was kind of funny. Like, nah, I don't think I got that. The reason I didn't make the jump is because, well, I didn't make it. It's not anything to do with the t-shirt I was wearing.
No, it's not. It's just the fact that you can't jump.
Yeah, I can't jump.
You can't jump.
I bet my tiny brain didn't get that. So that was
no, you're like, I can fly. Oh, wait, no, I can't. No. You're like, yeah, yep, I'm flying through the air. Yep. Oh, crap, I'm going down.
Oh, no, I'm down. But
oh, crap, here we go.
Do you have any others, or is that your best?
One in Australia, I was going down to the beach. And there's a little perch, little water tray thing that goes into the water. I forgot what they're called. And then I jumped off, and a stick went right into the bottom of my foot. Ooh. It wasn't deep, so I was like, limping. So then I had to climb up this rock wall. I slipped my step, my whole left leg, like my whole bone, from my ankle to my knee, whoop, gone. Just absolutely grated. My leg looked like grated cheese.
See, I don't really have a lot of those cut injuries. I don't.
Nah, I couldn't walk for a single week. Like, for a whole week. We were only here for 2 weeks. And
I'm very cautious.
Yeah, I did that. And then I couldn't walk for, like, 3 days. But it hurt when I finally got to walk.
Yeah. Well, so. I say we leave that segment there. Anyway, next up, we have Love Again by Dua Lipa. You're on SDCV.
That one there was Dua Lipa with Love Again. You're on the morning show, Lucas and Declan. Now, Declan, what is the fastest road in the world?
Something in Autobahn. Yeah, you told me.
The Autobahn, yes.
Yeah, I know stuff. Look at me. I'm smart.
Anyway, the Autobahn is basically a road with no speed limits. You can go any speed you want. You can go 10, you can go 100, 150, 60. You can go any speed you want. It doesn't matter.
It's probably a lot of, like, car crashes, death, misery.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
What? How?
I don't know, because what people do is they go up and they weave in and out, and then when they have the gap, they go up. It's quite packed, but what people do is they go fast, they slow down, they weave in and out, they go fast, slow down, weave in and out. But if you're lucky, if you catch at the right time, no people are on it. So it's like perfect to go on it.
Just take your like Bugatti
Bugatti.
Foot down pedal, just woo!
Yeah, Bugattis and Lamborghinis and Ferraris and stuff. Yeah, I actually really want to go on that road. Just to see how...
Well, you're going to have to head to Germany in order to do that.
But I want to go to Germany.
Do you? You don't speak the language. Well, do you speak German?
No.
Well, then how do you plan on, well, communicating?
You don't need to.
Do they know English?
What?
Yes. Do the people...
So, some of them know English. So what we need to do is just go there, rent a car, and then go hell of fast. Or you could bring your own car over.
Google Translate. You know that app that, like, you speak into it and then it... spits back out in a robotic voice in the language you want. You know?
Oh yeah. Just like Google Translate. I would like to rent a Lamborghini for 3 hours. Yeah. Okay, that'll be this much dollars. Just pay it no matter what the cost is.
Yep. But yeah. Anyway, next up we have Jason Derulo. You're on TV Radio. Okay, what are we talking about now?
Fun summer games. Like, so what are some summer games that are really fun to play?
Okay, well.
Okay, so I have found a top 10 list. Number one is a treasure hunt, which is really fun because I do them for birthdays sometimes. I actually really like them. Number two is a giant game of Jenga. I've done that once.
Okay,
That was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Ring toss game, which is, I think, you toss a ring over, like, a pole that's in the ground or something. I don't know. It's very weird. Indoor basketball. Which I don't know where you're going to do that. Hopscotch, really, really normal. Hide and seek, really normal. Chess, I don't know how many people know how to play chess. It's really weird. A sack race, I've actually never done one of them.
Yep. All right, so
I really want to try one.
Yep. Well, for outside in terms of summer games, you know, you always have your water balloon fights. You know, like, pummeling 3-year-olds with water balloons. That's
I want to try hot potato. It tastes number 9, hot potato.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, hot potato. Wait, so you mean, do you actually get a hot potato?
Yes, you put a potato in the microwave, and you pick it up, and then you actually throw it around.
Okay.
It's called hot potato for a reason.
Wow, okay. Yes. Well, that seems fun.
And then the number 10 spot is backyard bowling, which is basically just bowling in your backyard, which is...
Oh, wait, is that like lawn bowls where, like, you have...
No, just normal bowling.
Just normal bowling, yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's just straight up. Bowling.
Interesting, okay.
Very interesting. But.
Well, yeah, I've never even heard of that. Because also, like, summer, isn't it, like, supposed to be about, like, water sports, you know? Like,
yeah, I know, but...
Like, water polo, isn't that a big thing? That's, like, a competitive sport, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Water polo is like where you have the net and you're like hitting it from each side. It's like, is it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I think so. We are not the sportiest people here.
Yeah, no. We are not sporty here. We are the opposite.
We are not the sporty people whatsoever.
Yeah.
I used to be sporty, but now I'm not because I can't be bothered going and doing that stuff.
Yeah.
So instead I go biking and break myself. So.
But next up we have over...
VT by Ed Sheeran on the morning show of Lucas and Declan.
Yeah, and sadly this brings our morning show to a close.
Ah, yes.
It's so sad, sad music playing. I don't have any sad music on standby. I should really think about that.
We should have planned ahead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, next up, next show, we'll have the Smoko show at 10:20 to 10:40, am I right?
Yes, and then 12:20 to 12:50. And Hayden's not here today because he's not feeling his best, so we might have Zane come in, or we might have Tifa to Cody come in. As a little surprise, you know?
Yeah. And then, of course, I have the drive show at 2:30 onwards. It has Zane and Will. Will is here, right? Yeah.
The best show. The best
as
show
as
in the world.
As far as we know. Yep,
they'll be. Like,
yep.
They're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
But next up, we have Katy Perry.